You know, to me, there was a lot of talk about the film being made. We knew we were under the spotlight because every time something went out about this film, it was either negative press about this or this one saying that. And I just kept quiet throughout the whole process. And for me, it was about getting the screenplay right. It was about getting his and the band's story right. And when you have life stories, you've got their whole lifespan. And then you've got to narrow it down to a theatrical experience and a 2 hour and 2 hour and 15 minute film. Tough to take on, but I love those challenges. And there were times where I thought the script was right years ago, and we would say, let's move towards making the film. Let's look to see who's going to play Freddy. Now, then I'd wake up and go, you know, I just read it again. It's not right yet. And we can't do this. You get one shot at this.
Yeah. I think that's the real power of the movie. It's Freddy's story. It's the nostalgia of the music, both highs and lows with the darkest days of the AIDS crisis. But ultimately, it's really beautiful stories of friendship and unconditional love and things that anybody can relate to, whether you've ever heard of Queen or not. And I guess that speaks to what you're saying about getting the story right.
Well, yeah, and part of the reason I wanted to make this film is I felt there was so much within his life and the band's life that becomes so relatable. An immigrant outsider, a kid that was bullied and had to learn to box to protect himself because of the way he looked. And the underdogs. And I felt those three messages there, if a modern audience could relate to.
Yeah. Why is Rami so perfect for this? What was it that you saw? I mean, he is. When you see the movie, you'll see he is. But what was it that you saw initially?
Wow, he came to my office and we had this 6 hour meeting and he was like very excited and very nervous, and I was excited because the guy that works with me had told me he thought that this was our Freddie Mercury. And again, there had been previous talks about other people playing Freddie, but there were never nothing was ever cast. And this guy walked in, and for 6 hours we sat talking like this, and I could see he wasn't just an actor trying to be Freddy to impress me. There was parts of Rami that was Freddy. And you can see that on the screen. And I think I called his bluff when I said, you've got the part. Yeah. And boy, did I. I mean, I've worked with, you know, Leo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis and Brad Pitt and all these big stars and really talented actors. But to see him dive into this role. And when I did the Ali story with Will Smith, it was very similar, where Will just dived in and overtook every absurdity and became Muhammad Ali. Well, this is exactly how Rami did it.
Yeah. Why is Freddie so legendary in a way? There were lots of big rock stars. Lots of people who were bigger than life. There's something about Freddie's story that's...
Well, I think it's his story, but I also think through the music, how he brought people together. And, you know, I remember 3 years ago or something, there were a lot of streaming companies that wanted to make this film because we live in that world now. And I resisted all of them because I wanted to do what Freddie did, which was create a 2 hour moment or 2.5 hour moment where people can go to the theater, doesn't matter who they're sitting next to, and kind of all come together through the songs. And that's what Freddie did.
Yeah.
And I think for me, he did that better than most performers.
Yeah.